the Lord of any doctrine into the Hasidic. If you have something which is true, if it happens to fall into kosher food, or here it's not speaking about food, here it's speaking about laws that are mixed there, and one could be committed to these laws for the purpose of burning to keep yourself warm or to cook some food, but if the grapes are fell down from the tree on Yom Kippur, then those laws would be mixed. So if you have laws that fell down from the tree on Yom Kippur, you're not permitted to mix in kosher laws, in other words, non-Muktzadika laws that have been shot off before Yom Kippur began in order to be Mevatel. The Muktzadika laws based on the principle of Emevatel Mishnachatzir. You're not allowed to mix in an Easter into Hefter, even though you don't have Shishin against the Hefter. On this case, there's no need for Shishin because it's not food. The reason why normally you require Shishin is that you shouldn't be able to taste the trace of food. If it's nice and calm, a little bit of chazatat falls into kosher vegetable soup, and even though you have rose, even though 51% of the whole mixture is the kosher vegetable soup, but since if you'll taste it, if you'll eat the soup, you'll be able to discern by the flavor that there's a little chazatat there. But it says that Tom, to eat it, the fact that you can taste the flavor of the trace of food, it's considered as if the chazatat is still the end, and it doesn't lose its identity. But here we're not speaking about eating any food, we're speaking about lots, and this kind of other lots, neither does it not need fishes. So the Lord says that this is a Mishnah, this Tanan. Usually when you have a Mishnah, it's referred to as Tanan, and if it's a place, it's quoted as the Tanan. So here's the Tanan. Obviously, it's a Mishnah. Where is the Mishnah? There is no such expression. Ain't about the Mishnah. So it doesn't exist in a Mishnah. So where's the Mishnah? The Rashi and Tosafot both speak with the same Mishnah. There is a Mishnah in Truma. Rashi says both of Truma is very same Mishnah test. It speaks of the situation where Truma is traced if you're not a Kohen. If you're a Kohen, you're permitted to eat Truma. If you're not a Kohen, if you're a lady or you're still, so Truma is also a non-Kohen. It's called a Zar. A Zar who eats Truma is Chayim and Beishamayim. So for those who are not Kohen, Truma is considered trick. So what happens if a little bit of Truma, or even if you're a Kohen, you want to be eating Truma with Tahara? What if you promise that you're forbidden to eat Truma? So what happens if the Truma falls into Kulin, and it became bubbles with everything? If you had enough Kulin to be in the bottom of Truma, then it loses its identity. So then the Kohen who is Tahara is permitted to eat a bit too much, but there's no Truma here, the Truma disappears. And a non-Kohen is permitted to eat the whole time of the course, I say that there is no Truma. He's not violating the use of eating Truma. So what happens in Mishnah is that Shaila, you have a little bit of Truma fell into a lot of Kulin, and you didn't have the proper amount of Kulin to be in the bottle of Truma. Sometimes it's brought into Shishin, and sometimes it's brought into Meir. Sometimes you have to have 100 times. It depends whether it's selling Linda Minoy or Linda Shana Minoy. If it's selling Linda Minoy, let's say potatoes, that Truma fell into potatoes of Kulin. It's all the same flavor, potatoes and potatoes. Or wine fell into wine. Wine of Truma fell into wine of Kulin. So then you have a Kulin with a Rabbanon that you need Meir. So another Kulin Minoy, there's a Kulin that you have to have 100 units of Hefter against the one unit of the Yisra. Minoy, so it would have been a Givonim and Ishmi, and it's a Kulin Minoy. So you need Meir, because it's 51% of the non-Kulin, and less than 50% of the Kulin, so then it's possible. With the Rabbanon, the Gashin, the Pesach, because I've got a million of not kind of plastic, and they require that you have to have 100 units of Hector against the 1 unit of Truma. And if it's Nimbishenamina, let's say a little bit of potatoes, of Truma, they got chopped into a state of Truma fell into a pot of soup. And it's making time into the pot of soup. And part of soup is all food. Part of soup is the chicken soup or vegetable soup where you didn't use vegetables that were Truma. So the potato of Truma that fell in is so small that you have 60 times as much volume of soup against the 1 unit of the potato, then I said that it's no longer making fat, so it's bottled the shishin. So there, if it's in the shade of midnight, then you don't need mayo. And if it's in the midnight, then there's a chumim in the rabbanon that you need mayo. You have to have 100 units of chumim against the 1 unit of soup. So the Mishnah raises the question, what do you do with a little bit of Truma fell into a lot of Kulin? Yes, more than 51% is Kulin, but it's not buckled the right. You have to have Meir, you have to have 100 times, 100 units of Hefter, 100 units of Kulin against the 1 unit of Truma, and you don't have Meir, so it's not buckled, it's not buckled. So the Mishnah says that it's forbidden to pour in more Kulin to pour more wine at the point more potatoes in order to be in order to teach them that you have mayor, that you have 100 units of cooling against 1 unit of sugar, because it's implied by the Mishnah, Eva Batalis will have peace. So that's the source of this thing that the Gemara says it's not, and it says in the Mishnah, this phrase, Eva Batalis will have peace, this famous expression, doesn't appear anywhere in the Mishnah. It appears here, this is the only source, and thanks to God, Dalai Lama. The Mishnah doesn't use that expression. But the Mishnah has it in. The Mishnah says to Amokha that it's that even though the Chumah fell into Chulin, and you have less Chulin against the new Chumah, but you don't have Meir Chulin against the one unit of Chumah, it's forbidden to add on more Chulin, notice that in the bottom of Chumah the Meir. That's right. So it's implied, that's the source of the Din of Eir Batim is not still in the Mishnah. The difficulty is that that's not a good proof. There was, in the early 1800s, there was one of the Goyim from Galitzki, a little paper that's called the Sefer HaChashim. Famous paper, classic in Chashim, that no issue with anybody using the Sefer HaChashim. The same author who wrote the Sefer HaChashim, he wrote the Shech Shmaitzer. He was only 17 years old. He wrote the Shech Shmaitzer, which is well, about Roiz and Chazokin, Shech Sekim, Tavik Sunu Shusev, all the most difficult topics. He wrote a small book with seven essays, seven Shmaitzers there. The seven essays he wrote at the age of 10 years. A supergenic. In addition to these two spawns, there are events he wrote another paper on Eben Ha'ezer, or Shulchanach Eben Ha'ezer, that's called Rav Nimibur. That paper didn't enjoy the same popularity as the paper of Ha'ezer, but the Hasidim worked out of it, because that paper was printed after he died, after the other died, and it was put together by his son-in-law, who was Shlomi Yehuda Rapoport, who was the famous master. Now this Shlomi Yehuda Rapoport, he goes under the name Shir, Shimon Rashi, who has a famous name, Shlomi Yehuda Rapoport. He was a big Talmud Chacham, but he was a master. He was from, but he was a master. He knew Hebrew well, and he knew... Yes, Kayavah, he's not from exactly, there's nothing there to it, but because he was a master, so the Chassidim did, and he was the one who printed the Avnei Niluim, posthumously, after the problem of that, and he put it together, he compiled it. He didn't write it, he compiled it. Whenever he adds something else, he puts it in parenthesis and identifies it in his mind. He wrote the introduction, and he has footnotes here and there. So the freedom don't, it's not as sure, the Avnei Niluim is not as good as they could have explained by Christ. Avnei Niluim, he wasn't just rambles on the quotes and he quotes and he says he doesn't say anything special. It's crazy, he only has an essay when he has something very good to say. He doesn't have something good to say, doesn't he? Now, Amnon Eloyim just quotes what everybody has to say, even if he doesn't really contribute anything. So in the back of the Amnon Eloyim, he has an essay. It's really out of an essay, the whole Amnon Eloyim. In the back, he has a few, what is called, Shilas of Shudas. It's not what we call Shilas of Shudas. We call Shilas of Shudas. Someone had a Shilas, chicken, an egg, something. These are not Shilas of Shudas. These are essays on abstract topics. And no one came to ask him this Shilas. So he has an essay on a topic. What's about the din of Eim about the Yisrael HaKhila and Shumah? Is that a Yisrael the right and Yisrael the Rabbani? Because we usually assume, in Shulchanot and Kotel, to dispute what's the nature of this, and let's have a pot of fruit, and someone takes a bottle of chazifat, chazifat, and they want to pour in a little bit of 2 drops of chazifat into the soup in such a way that you're going to have leftover shishin against the chazifat, and you won't be able to taste it. It'll taste like vegetable soup, it won't taste like meat soup. So that's prohibited. That's exactly the din of Eim about the Mishnah Hakris. So in Shulchanot, the court of dispute, is this prohibition an Issa Deraisa, or is this only an Issa Derabah? And he said that it's only an Issa Derabah. The next thing, we're going to trace this into a lot of precious food, it's going to be talking to Shishan anyway, the whole Issa is only an Issa Derabah. So the Avnei Niluim has an essay, and it's Shaila to Chuvah, no one asked him to Shaila, he made his own Shaila and his own Chuvah. Is this prohibition only Derabah on another Issa Derabah? What about Truman? Maybe to mix in Truman to Truman, maybe that should be a more severe. And that's what he, why in the world should you think like that? Because he has an essay. He has a single parent essay. So he explains why he thinks that by Truman mixing in Truman, that it should be brought to the right as an issue of the right. And what's the issue of the right? The prophet says, describing Truman, that Truman is Mishmeres Truman. The end of Pasha is Kaira. So it's all the matters to him. Kairach was Kailuk Abedunah. He was angry, why only the Kohanim gets all the Matnus Kunah? They have the discourse to do that. Kohanim Takabonah, why not everybody else? Why not he was a lady? Why not the other Ladim? Why not everybody else? Kohanim Takabonah, Kohanim Takabonah, but the Seth Masha Maduah, Tishnath, or Kalashem, you took the Malchus, and his brother took the Kunah, and no one else gets anything. They took all the Kibbutz. Why should I not the Kibbutz? Nobody else gets any Kibbutz. But the time was against the corner. So the Rabbanim from Panish Kairos Adas, so they were killed. And then at the end of Panish Kairos, the Torah reviews all of the Chabdal and all the 24 Matas Kuruna that you have to give to the Kohanim, and the Chumash mentions that for the government, including this, a covenant and a treaty with the Kohanim that they always get the Matas Kuruna, it'll never be taken away from them. So when the Torah repeats the Din of Truma, the end of Parshat Korach, it's described as Mishneret Trumaisa. What does it mean, Mishneret Trumaisa? Truma, what does it mean, Mishneret? You have to heat up the Truma, you have to watch it. What do you have to watch it? The Rav Moshe writes in that passage that it's prohibited to be Mishneret Truma. There's a reason for the to be Mishneret Truma because it says Mishneret. You have to watch the Truma and see to it that you don't cause it to become Tam. If it becomes Tam, the kind of forbidden to eat it, that you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah achilat truma. One of the mitzvahs, before the kohen is about to eat truma, he says very clear brachas. Let's say if it's a bottle of wine, he's not most likely to ask. And then he says the brachas on mitzvah, Hashem Yisrael, the mitzvah shalal is kibbol meval achilat truma. And lech al tachum, the Rambam talks about it. Lech al tachum al achilat truma. But I'm taking this much, you say, I'm waiting on the road, and you say, so the Rishonim says, well, I'll be that number to the Kohanim, whenever they eat Shuma, so they always, the Ramanites in the Hilchot Shuma, the end of Hilchot Shuma, they always write a double drop, they always say a double drop. First you say the Birchot HaNeh, then you say the Birchot HaMitzvah, Shekir Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, so it's a mitzvah to eat Shuma, the Kedusha of the Tahara. Once the Shuma becomes Tomei, so the Kohen will be unable to fulfill the mitzvah. Kol Shkenet the Shuma is Heilach Leibut. Let's say somebody takes a bottle of Shuma and he pours it down the drain. So certainly he's making it impossible to ever fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Shuma. He's destroying the Shuma. So the Gemara implies in different places here. The Iker, the Mishnah, and the Gemara in the Sugi in the first parish in Tzach. The famous Sugi was called the Sugi of the Chanin and Gan HaKohen. So the Mishnah and the Gemara, and the Gemara, they call the other Mishnahim from Shuma. And other insists that it's forbidden to be in the town of Shuma. And this is a right, but based on the Shmeret, Shemite, you have to heat up, you have to wash the Shuma to see to it that it doesn't become Tomei, that it doesn't go over Yipur, it doesn't get destroyed, so that the Kohanim will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Shuma, the Zush of the Tahar. So the Avni Niluim is Mechadeish, and what's the second half of the state that's called the Shabbat of Shuma, and again, the Avni Niluim, to the Lutanayim, that if you have Shuma, a little bit of, let's say, wine of Shuma, and you have a big barrel of Chulamdikah wine, and you're going to pour a few drops of the Shumadikah wine into the Chulamdikah wine, and it's going to become bottled to Meyo, you're not being the time of the Shuma, and they're not, it's not Heilig Leibut. But it's becoming Oy Shuma. So he says that's also a violation of Mishneret Shuma. That's his
answer. That's throwing it away.
That's the same as throwing it away. No, but throwing it away, wasting it to know it's never going to drink it.
That's
the same thing. That's what he says, the same thing. The prohibition of pouring the Shuma down the drain is not Balkashim. Balkashim is a different problem, Balkashim. For some reason, let's say, somebody thinks there is no Balkashim. No one's going to eat anywhere. We're going to get sick. Everyone's going to overeat. We're going to get sick. So let's say there's no Balkashim. But there's an Easter, a separate Easter to destroy the Shuma. Because of the Shmeret Shuma, so you make it impossible for a Kohen to ever eat this Shuma to fulfill the Mitzvah. So he says, I'm just going to say, it not only applies to being the Tamei Shuma, not only applies to being Ma'ate Shuma, to pour it down the drain and to waste it, even if you take the Shuma, you mabakle it, and it becomes Oy Shuma, it ceases to be Shuma, so now anybody can eat it. A non-Kohen is also permitted to eat it. Being mabakle Shuma, then it's the right on the Shmeret Shuma. The salad is the violation of the Shmeret. So the son-in-law, when he left the court, in the footnote. He identified this kasha, according to what his father-in-law writes, on the top of the page, the Hakim Rashi and Tosfos say, that the source of the Mishnah, where did it say, Mavat Mishnah Hakim? It was the Mishnah. Where did it say, Mavat Mishnah Hakim? This phrase doesn't appear, but the idea appears in the Mishnah and Shulman. So he says, so we're not talking about Shulman and Agmar, we're talking about Mitzvah. Now how do you know that the Din of Eber HaKim is going to have King of Flag with respect to Mitzvah? So you say, well, if it applies to Shulman, it applies to Mitzvah. So you get this embarrassment. Shulman is an Eber HaKim, the Din of Eber HaKim, it's a violation of Mishmeret Shulman Yisrael. It's not a violation of Eber HaKim is going to it's a violation of Mishmeret Shulman Yisrael. It ceases to exist as Shulman. But over here, there's no issue of, what as long as you take books and make an ice book, so wonderful! Let's take all the books in the world and make an ice book, so if you can do that. That would be a wonderful takana. So all the other things are there. God was
The Baal is saying, yes, but how can he be right any fission of Israel? What, you see from the Gemara that it's not, the Gemara assumes all over the shop that it's forbidden, but how can the Gemara say it's based on that Mishnah and Truma? Then Truma is different than that's the cast. So that came in Tiltor to give the Lutheran's livelihood about the fourth cast. It's a very good cast. That's fun.
So for another, they all give two, they give 22.
They give 22.
Last week, I believe you said that you find three forms and not identify them. You know that one is trade and the other two are kosher. What exactly is the space between the eagle breeding?
That's my question. So we start in an automatic order to didn't see all three. But you may eat two out of the three, even though the odds are two to one that you're eating the chases. You don't say it's two or two of these.
Two people.
Ramon Shoharach has a further formula based on the Rashi on the previous Zaf that you have to give on the way to a boy. That you shouldn't even let Jews in your place. That was a very difficult Rashi that the Rishonim disagree with. On the side of the page, on giving on the page, they write that the Rashi has to cash on Rashi that is different. So there are more parts of that to share.
We say the same thing here, that we take, let's take one of the people away, we give it to someone, and say, that part has the
influence. By what?
The figure boy in the suit, whatever.
No, that's only by Yom Yishuyot. Rashi is the thing that only when you have Yom Yishuyot, it's 3 seconds from Ami. So then you say, like,
but that thing, you mean, some of you guys, let's take, like, all along,
or Truma is certainly a fault of fraud. That's the mission. The original is that you have to set aside, let's say I had a 1 gallon of Truma wine settled into 110 gallons of Chulindika wine. That made it. I have 100 gallons of kosher wine against the 1 gallon of Truma wine. So the thing is that the Truma is brought to Bechor to make. I have 100 units against one, that's called Bechor to make. However, the mission says, Sarah Maharim. You have to pour out, you have to take out 1 gallon of wine from the 101 and give it away to a Kohen. Why? So that's the Rishonim. What are the Rishonim explaining? Based on the Rishonim. Because the din, right, because the Shulman has two problems. Number one, it's forbidden for a non-Kohen King Shulman, or it's forbidden for a Kohen King Shulman to Shulman. So that's an Ishamach Olas HaSuris. If you have 1 gallon of Shulman, gets mixed in with 100 gallons of Shulman, so it's bottled the day. It's bottled and bottled, so there's no Ishamach. The Ishamach Shulman goes away. But the Truma is not only an Ishamach, not only is it also for a non-Kohen, also a Kohen coming to you. It's Maman HaShed, it belongs to the Kohen. So the Gemara in the end of days, so has a muscle. What if I have in my hand 5 nickels and you drop a nickel into my hand? Now I have 6 nickels and I can't identify which was yours. So the Gemara says, you need to say that you say that it's not the Gemara, I put all the 6 nickels in my pocket and I walk away and I see that soon. The Gemara says, Yerachal Halal, the Chazi, I should be joyous over the fact that your nickel fell into my 5 nickels and it's buckled. So the Gemara says, no, that Maman is never buckled the Gemara. Only he's still my buckle. Truma is bottled, but Maman cannot be looked to can be bottled, these kind of things. But Maman is never bottled for us. So that's what the Yishami says. Whenever Truma gets mixed in with Kulin, there's an addition to the problem of the Easter being bottled, which is bottled by the mayor. But there's the problem that the Maman can't be bottled, and the Truma belongs to the Shady class. So even after the Truma is bottled by the mayor, I have 100 units of Kulin against 1 unit of Truma. There's an issue of Maman at Kohanim. So I have to take out 1 gallon and give it away to the Kohan. That's because of the day. So the Meir Chumah, that's the Din Lata, so the Meir Chumah with the Rabbon, that you're not going to begin to drink any of the mixture of the wine before you take off the 1 unit. You don't have to give it to the Kohen before you drink it, you have to separate it, you have to put it aside before you begin to drink it. Because they're afraid that you'll forget.
So then, really what you did was, you took the stuff at Chumah, and now you make Chumah out of it, right?
You make believe it, but it's not going to be make believe it.
Let's say that you did not take Truma from this stuff before. 5 gallons was not
settled.
You need to know somebody is settled by using the stuff that's far away, or you have to give away again.
Yeah.
You have to do the fish. You have to do the fish again.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do the fish again.
The mayor gets testified lots and lots of cars.
So, you have no problem. Let's say a potato. No, that's special din by Truma. Truma needs mayor.
Truma
is special din. No, Truma is a special din. If it's din dinino, whether it's wine, lach, or it's potatoes, yavish, whatever. So Truma is a special chumah mid rabbanim that you need mayor. It's mid rabbanim. You can't have a problem, but there is a problem. Even on telling rabbanim, there is a problem. So it's only lach lach. Tesis points out in several places. Many Mokar is the Gemara is in Niger, the middle of Niger, and that's in Bala and Hay. So the Gemara is the Kherish that the requirements of Mayor, that's true, but only the Rabbah. Even though it's based on a prophet, it's only an Asma.
The person
No, only Heifish has people. No. Truma doesn't have anything. You could be Nishal on Truma. This is the thing. Let's say a person took a neder. And then later on, he realizes that he made a mistake. He shouldn't have taken that neder. He was too angry. He was too excited. He was too depressed. Whatever. He was too happy. For whatever strange reason, he was not himself. He later on comes to the Chacham and he says he would have preferred not to have taken that neder. He made a mistake. There's a special din of Hatzaras Nidor. So that din of Hatzaras Nidor, if you can undo a neder, even applies to Hafrashas Truma, because Hafrashas Truma is Chalai neder. And say, Hareza Truma Lashem Alakon, that's an act of neder. It's not a neder that it binds me. I didn't take a neder not to smoke cigarettes, and not to eat ice cream, and not to eat potato chips, not that kind of a neder. But it's also called Haflo, the issue of Haflo. I mean, Haflo means something that's Chalai de Dibur. Nefesh Kishavah Levatah, this is something Levatah. So Haflo, the area of Haflo includes Hafrashas Truma Samarit, Egdish. But by being, let's say a person is Magdish Adain, you thought that he's a multimillionaire and he can afford to give Korbanos to the Beit HaMikdash. He's Magdish and Oylon and Shlomim and everything. And then he finds out that he just lost all of his wealth in the stock market and he needs the Beimus to live on. He needs it for Panos. But then he can go make Hataras and Doros. Being Magdish Adain and being Magdish Adain is also an issue of Hafla that can be undone like they have Hataras and Doros. This din, the Reim of Atle Nisra HaTchile, is only a Nisra de Rabbanon, is not Muskam. There is a dispute on this. Some Rishonim, the Rishonim is of the opinion, and a small minority Rishonim agree with him, that it's a Nisra de Rishonim, but we passed him last time with him that the Nisra is only the Rabbanon. So the Nevi Yehuda has a Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, and you're there, they quote from the Tshuva at the bottom of the page or something. But the Yehuda draws a distinction, this is very interesting, very important, it's an idea of Allah, it draws a distinction between the Taruvat of Yavish B'Yavish as opposed to the Taruvat of Lach B'Lach. Let's say it's expensive to buy kosher salami all the time. So when you say, on the level of the rice, I can't afford to keep kosher salami. But I want to eat salami. Let's say, so I'll go buy two kosher salami, one shape of salami. I'll make sure that they're all the same size, same flavor, everything the same. I'll remove all of the wrappers, I'll throw them out, burn them, and then I'll mix them up. And then I'll open my eyes, keep my eyes closed, mix them up, I open my eyes, I absolutely can't tell this in one of the other. You're going to say that that's only prohibited in the rabbana. But he says that it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. By Yavish, Yavish, by Taruvah, the Yavish, he thinks that it must be an issue of the rice. They dug up some Mishonim, I'm asking with the Rabbein Aaron Alegi in his comments, and the Berakha Fahid in his comments, and it says like the Rabbana. It says like the Nevi Yudit. But that's an issue of the rice in the Shara Melach. Once you start looking, so you find that there is a group of posts who say like that. When is it only the Rabbanon? If you have a pot of vegetable soup and you start pouring in a little bit of traces and it's going to blend in and it's going to disappear, that's called Lach B'Lach, it's going to be Yivlau. But then I say that the prohibition of Eim Levach and Yisrael Hatzim is only the Rabbanon. But if it's a Tarulis of Yodesh B'Yodesh, like that the Salami, so then everybody should agree with the rabbi that it needs to make a lot of sense, that it should be an Yisrael Derech. The question is, makes a lot of sense intuitively, but what's the Yisrael? What other area did he violate? It's both. So when it comes to the unit, it's both already. So what? You say it is both. Because why don't we penalize him? If you violate Eim Levach and Yisrael HaKul, if you pour it in, let's say I know that this is a bottle of Kazakhstan, and I start to pour a little bit into the pot of the vegetable soup in order to aggravate the balabustas. You should get a heart attack, and I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be careful only to pour in so much that I'll have shisha that will be broken. But the deal is that since I violated the Isra de la Bonham, then the Latin is not feeling, so there's a penalty, there's a knas in de la Bonham, that I'm not allowed to eat any of this stuff. The one who made the tikkun, or the one for whom the tikkun was done, the Mavatla, the Mishan, after the Shrilo, it's forbidden to be landed. The balabusta, I tried to give her a heart attack, but she will not penalize her. But I'm not letting any of the stuff. And if I mixed in a trace ingredient in order to see customers, let's say, in order to see the very buyers, so then you count all of the people mission out to the shield. So there would be a class of the Rabban, but on the level of the rice, there is no such thing as the yet, you're not letting it. So what would be the nature of the use of the rice? Intuitively, you feel that there must be something wrong with it. Mixing in, buying one non-kosher salami, that trace of salami is a mutter bar more. That's also bachilus. You can't say, becomes the chavis. God strikes the chidish in one place, but he has another case where Eim Levach and Yisrael Hatzchila is going to be a case, and it's a derayah.
there are three cases where the person can say the aim of Abdishul Hatshivas and Isidarais. One is the Abdul Nilul, he says that by Truman. Aim of Abdishul Hatshivas and Isidarais, because you violate the Shverat Shumas. You make it out of Truman, so you're making it impossible for the kind of fulfillment of Achilas Hatshivas and Isidarais. Another case is by Yavish the Yavish. That the Lord Yehuda says it makes sense that you buy one trade with one, it's in two kashram, that's the root of the matter, it must be any. And the third case is the Chavizah. Chavizah writes a Chiddush, and Zimna Sarateh said, Eim Levat and Yisrael HaTchim Udi, and Yisrael HaTchim Udi, and Yisrael HaTchim Udi, let's say I'll take something that's also the Hamor, and I'll mix it in, I'll pour it, let's say. I have some, vinegar. I'll pour the Chomitzik vinegar into the soup on Pesach, and it'll be bottled, the shishim, bottled, it won't be nice and sound. Yeah, the thing is that the Rabban is the mashu. So let's leaving out that kumim of the Rabban, the Chomet is the mashu, so the Chavizah says that would be an issue that I said. Why? Because when I take a bottle of vinegar, the vinegar I'm taking up is also banur. Because when I just look at the vinegar, I'm not getting any hanor. But once I pour the vinegar in, because I want to blend it in, so I'm getting hanor from it. I'm making it bottle. So converting Isuri Hanoah into Hefer, that's also a violation of Isuri Hanoah. Like the Amnon Lagoin said, that converting Shuma into non-Shuma is a violation of Mishmeres. So the essence act of causing Isuri Hanoah, the nature that it comes to become Mutab Hanoah, that is also a violation of Isuri Hanoah. You're getting Hanoah by making it kosher, by converting the Isuri Hanoah. But the veil is Mutab Hanoah. We don't have so many Isuri Hanoah. We don't have any Shuma Mishkos running around today. Orma is not so common, Klayakam, and that's your story, yeah. Klayakam, and that's your story, you have Orma. You don't have Orma, the Chutzlars, every topic called the Chutzlars is Muslim. But you have Baba Orma, okay, let me be asked about that. The only thing, what do you have, you have Baba Orma, 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 so what's the prohibition? Why does the Rabbi Yehuda say, we all think that intuitively he's right, that you're not permitted to buy a non-kosher salami, and mix it in with two kosher salami, you remove the wrappers and close your eyes, mix it up and you can't identify which is which. What's wrong? But the trace of salami is mutabanah. You can't say you're getting hanor by mixing it in. It's mutabanah. You're permitted to get hanor. And once it's bottled, it's bottled. I'm a level to the Rabbanan, we penalize him, he's not allowed to eat it, it's not. But why is that an Issa Deraisa that you're not allowed to mix it in? What is the Issa Deraisa? Oh, what's the Issa Deraisa of abusing the system? What is that Issa Deraisa? It's Mutter. What's the issue? So the stomach, it must be some type of an issue like that. It's not an issue of the Zayla. It's not an issue of the Zayla. It's a different issue. But once it becomes bottled, it's mutter. Right. So what's that of Zayla?
Not part of the session.
Right. So when do I violate the Aveira? When I eat it. And when I eat it, I'm violating the Aveira of the Zayla. Practices, like they say, it's not an Eastern Aveira. It's not an Eastern Tracer. It's an Eastern like Thomas T.M. Okay, it's a different issue. Okay. It's a different issue. It's a different violation, like the Torah has it in Ushmaikum Matisa. It says many times before, Ushmaikum Matisa. It means you have to be careful not to violate the other. You have to see to it you don't violate the other. So it says, Ushmaikum Matisa. You have to see to it that you don't get close to violating the other. So it's a different issue. Don't bring about that you should make a hazard.
Right, the Shiyot and the Rabbonah.
So on a level of the Rabbonah we understand perfectly, but intuitively we all feel that they should, then we would probably right, but there is an Issa Deraisa here. So what is the Issa Deraisa? Now Mishnah is a different Issa. It's not an Issa in the veil of the trade, it's an Issa of Shmaat and Matisim, something like that. So the pashtus is that this should have other ramifications. We can have other cases as well. Take for example, let's say a person is a doctor and comes on Shabbos, a Jewish person is very sick, a chodesh, and he has the sakana, of the Kruf Nefesh is Derech HaShabbos. He has, not only is it permissible for HaMitzvah, if it's necessary to be Mechal Shabbos HaMitzvah, you have to go and change the person's life. And there's no other ways about it. So you can't say he wants to travel Minas Chassidus not to violate Chil Shabbos and let the person die. What kind of Minas Chassidus is it out there? It's a Chassidus Shabbos. And even if the Chayla himself, let's say, I'm the one who's sick, and I want to travel Minas Chassidus not to go drive to the hospital in order to save my life. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Tshuva to Radvan that that's a Chassidus Shabbos. That's foolish. If it's not Minas Chassidus not to violate Shabbos. If it's Mutter, it's a Mitzvah, you have to go, even if we did the Mechal Shabbos, you have to go. But what happens, let's say, if the person is sick as a Machri, and any Yehudi is sick? So the Dimon of Gemara is that Krof Nefesh and Machri is not Derech HaShabbos. The only problem is that some Sefer has a Shuvah. What do you mean, Krof Nefesh and Machri is not Derech HaShabbos? So what happens, the Hadi describes in the Shuvah, it's not the Chelek HaRachayim where it should be, that some certain tshuvas are divided in the sections according to the Shulchan Aruch. So all the shabbos have to do with Shabbos and Tfilin and Tzitzis and Chelek HaRachayim. And those that have to do with Eben Ezra and so on. So this Shaila which belongs to Chelek HaRachayim is added to the end of Chayshim Mishpat. It doesn't belong there. At the end of Chayshim Mishpat he has all the Hashmachas, all the miscellaneous tshuvas that really should have been put somewhere else. So they appear at the end of Chayshim Mishpat. That's why the Mishnah Berurah missed this one. That's why the Chavos Chaim doesn't quote this in Mishnah Berurah. Some place has a shayla, someone had a time against a broom, a doctor who was known to be a shayla mitzvah, but the one problem, the one thing that he violated was he would always be the Chal Shabbos to save the lives of growth. So he wanted the some place to tell the doctor that he's a shayla. He wanted some place to stop. So they described Gefela, what Chil Shabbos does he do? He has a guy drive his horse and buggy for him and carry his bags for him. To take him chutz l'kum, that's the whole Chil Shabbos that he does. He tells the goy to take his bag for him, to take him on the horse and buggy, chutz l'kum, in order to treat the goy. When he treats the goy, he doesn't do any lachas. He just tells him what to do. He doesn't have to sign any prescription. He tells him what to do, sign, and the goy takes him back home. So he has a tshuva that this thing says. Well, first of all, he didn't do any averus thereafter. He told the goy, what did he say? Let me tell the goy, it's only to have one. Then he took him to Chutz Kukum, some of the Rabbanim, even if it's Yudais Mil, even if it's 12 mil away. He also don't pass him like those opinions like the Rambam and the Rift, but that's the 12 mission. And I thought he passed all the women going to Rabbanim. And the Gaita Vekha Ganta Shura, he was in Lahore, not to be Mishtam of Balachan, he was only in the Rabbanim. He explains why everything that the four doctors did was only the Rabbanim, so based on the Gemara and the Shulchanot, that's permissible. In Chal Shabbat Vandam, and he said the Rabbanim, it was going to cause friction, if you won't do it, but then he says, in his opinion, he thinks that it's even permissible to be Mechal Shabbos in such a situation on an Aver Daraita, because he says, we live among the Goyim, that we won't, if the word will leak out that we're not Mechal Shabbos for the Einam Yehudim, then we'll make up a wrong Chalila. So it's a Pikrof Nefesh Rav, not that we're worried about it, we're worried about the Pikrof Nefesh, but then Pikrof Nefesh Rav Nefesh Shabbos. But we have to go, we have to be Mezarim on Shabbos, to take care of the Chayim and Nehem Yehudim in order to make sure that it won't cause a Sakonis Mephashis to any Yisrael. So that's why he says that he thinks that it's Mutter even in Yisrael Derech, and that's what the Pesukim assume is Manazah. So what happens, let's say, a person is a doctor, and he can't get a job in the middle of Burkhoff, or in the middle of Ne'er Shor, in the middle of Nebrach. He gets a job in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Gets a job in a hospital where there's no Yehudim at all, only Einam Yehudim. Gets a job in a hospital. So he says, Sunday is okay, Monday is okay. Come Shabbos, he says, I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos in the Nachri. Krof Nefesh of Nachri is not Derech HaShabbos. So they'll kill him. They may make a pogrom against the Jews. If he can quit on Shabbos, he say, I quit medical practice. I don't want to be a doctor anymore. So what reason? So he says, I've had, this is, so if he can get out of this, today's the highway, he can say, I want to quit, but then he's not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, go get yourself a different job. What happens if he can't quit? He won't be able to quit without explaining that the reason why he's quitting is because the Krof Nefesh of a Nachri is not Derech HaShabbos. So then you have to some place in the answer that the Krof Nefesh of a Nachri is Derech HaShabbos because it's not the Krof Nefesh, they have to be afraid that there may be a chagrom against the Yehudim. So the Shaila said, is he permitted to take his job in the first place? Are you permitted to take a job where you know in advance that you've got to be Mechal Shabbos? So it says in the Gemara that it's also, It says in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Hashulchan, everybody says that it's forbidden. To put yourself to be machmir katan, not the shul, sakonat the fushes, it's certainly forbidden. One question is that is that prohibition anisa deraisa, or is that anisa derabbanan? So Moshe Feinstein has a children's answer. So he claims that the word that you see is only anisa derabbanan. How does he know? But he quotes a Gemara, the first parak in Shabbos. The Gemara talks about a person going on a boat trip. He wants to go on a cruise. So the Gemara says it's permissible to go on the trip on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But to begin the trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is absurd. Why? So there's various theorem in the Rishon. So there's a popular shot, one shot is he won't feel well, he's going to be nauseous, yes, there's one shot that he went on the Monday, Tuesday, so by the time Shabbos is going to come, he won't be nauseous anymore. And there are different interpretations anymore. So the Baal HaMor, in the first parak in Shabbos, that he says, has a famous interpretation, which runs as follows, that the 6 days, the 60 most rachom of the week, are divided up into two parts, the 3 days out of the Tami Shabbat, the four Shabbos, and the 3 days out of the Bata Shabbat, the following Shabbat. The Gemarian Gittin makes this distinction. The Gemarian Gittin doesn't say it has any halachic significance. The Gemarian says that the person writes a get, so that the Takonat Chachonat, they have to write Zman. You have to write the date. How exact does the date have to be? You have to say that the get was written exactly according to 9 months. You have to write exactly what part. You just write the day of the week, and the month, the day of the month, and the year. That's enough. And what if you didn't even write the day of the month? What if for the year, if you just wrote, if you didn't write any man at all for the get is kosher, I thought it was kosher another month. You're supposed to write another get. But what happens if you wrote his month, but you weren't particular to write enough of his month? You only wrote, let's say you wrote the month, and you didn't write Chodesh Shvat, and you didn't write the day of the month. Or you wrote Chodesh Shvat, Be'echad Mimot HaShavua L'Parshas B'Shalach. He said, it's this week, Parshas B'Shalach, and he didn't write which day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and obviously it wasn't Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach, he wouldn't be writing it yet, no. One of the other days, and he didn't write which day it was. So the Gemara says that for the other, it would be kosher. Even though Lichat Chid is supposed to write the full Gemara, and the Geshen was Gemara's person of the Rabbanon, but this is called, for the other, this is called the Geshen Yesh for Gemara, because it does have Gemara, even though the Gemara is vague. Then Gemara says, and even if he just writes for the year, he just writes Mishnah Toshin Menchet, he's writing the Geshen. He didn't write what month it is, he's a quarter. He leaves you a range of 360 days, 365 days. But still, he writes what year, even if he writes what Shemitah it is. He just writes the 15th Shemitah. Yeah, he writes which Shemitah it is. And even Shemitah says, the Gemara says that the evidence is. So that but has to be the correct, has to be correct. So the Gemara says, so what if he writes, instead of saying what day of the week it was, they write the Chami Shabbat, they write the Bata Shabbat. So the Gemara says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is called the Bata Shabbat, fallen Shabbat. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is called the Chami Shabbat, the 3 days, the turn for Shabbat. So this is a simple reading of the Gemara. That's the Losh HaMeneyotam. That's the way people speak. So if you write in a document, this get is being written, the Chami Shabbat, the Parshas of the Shabbat, it has a connotation of Losh HaMeneyotam that it's either written on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you write that this guest is being written in the Pasha Shabbat of Pasha's boy, that means that it's being written even on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it has any halachic significance, just Losh HaMeneyotam. So the Baal HaMor, in his commentary on the Gemara in Shabbat, actually says no, he alludes to that Gemara in Gittin, the end of Gittin, and he says that it has halachic significance, and that's the shot about going on a boat. That you're not allowed to take, you're not allowed to begin your boat trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's with the wife. He says the story in the Gemara is, a fellow's going on a boat trip, knowing in advance that he may get involved in Chilul Shabbos. He may or may not get involved in Chilul Shabbos. Why? On Shabbos, he may have to help do some halachas to have the boat continue on its way. And you can't just stop everything because it may sink. So he may have to do halachas. He knows in advance that he's marking himself into the situation of Sakhonis Mufashmas where he may have to be Michal Shabbos. So he says this, he goes on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You don't even have to start thinking of Shabbos yet. That's not becoming Shabbat yet. So that's not a violation of marking yourself from a mark of Shabbos yet. If it becomes Shabbos and the boat is still floating on the ocean and it'll have to be Michal Shabbos, then he's coming. So he's got into a predicament for having to be Michal Shabbos. But if he goes on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, knowing in advance that he may have to be Michal Shabbos, So the Balamor writes that also the Gemara says because that's called Mikamishabata, it's called Matan Satsmala Matan Shokhin Sisun. He knows in advance that he may put himself into a situation of happening in Halsham. So the Gemara says, well, what if he leaves Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for Mokhan Yitzchak? He's going in Aliyah to live in Eretz Yisrael or to visit. That's what the Mokhan Avraham has in Machlokes. What if he's going to visit Eretz Yisrael, not to live in Eretz Yisrael permanently? Is it a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael only temporarily, or is it a mitzvah to fulfill the Kinnah permanently in Eretz Yisrael? So the Mokhan Avraham in Hilchos Erev Shabbos has this Machlokes. It should have been in Hilchos Aliyah. Where's Hilchos Aliyah? In Eben Ezra, of all places. There's even the mitzvah, the place where it says in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch that it's a mitzvah to go to live in Eretz Yisrael, is the last mission in Ksuvim, and it's quoted in the middle of Eben Ezra. So if a husband and the wife have a fight, and if one of them says, I want to move to Eretz Yisrael, the other one says, no, I want to stay where I am, so the one who said where this says, they want to move to Eretz Yisrael, whether the husband or the wife, has the Gerech to time, and the one who insists, I want to stay here, is the one who's considered as the action who is ruining the marriage. You could have thought they've been living in New York for the last 25 years, the last 50 years. So this one is the sugar. The one who wants to go there is still the sugar. He or she, they're breaking the marriage. So the halacha says no. The one who says, I want to go live in Israel has the gear, that's the tainer. The one who says, I want to stay here is the one who's responsible for breaking up the marriage. And you act accordingly. If it's the wife who doesn't want to go there still, so she's responsible for breaking the marriage, so she loses her school. And so, so because that Mishnah appears at the end of Ksubis, it discusses who has the Gerech to Taina, so that word quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Ezra. The Hilchos Aliyah is where it belongs, in the middle of Eben Ezra. It should have been somewhere else, but that's where it is in the middle of Eben Ezra. So this din should have touched in this issue, is there a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael? Or is it only a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? It should have been over here, when you have Hilchos Aliyah, namely, in the middle of Eben Ezra, where it doesn't belong. So they should have quoted the Machlokes there, but they're a mitzvah to visit, so it's not there. It's in two other places, but it's not there. It's in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, when you discuss the fellow who goes on the boat ship on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so he's going to Machlokes mitzvah, so he's ensuring us to live permanently in our cell, then he's looked to go on, committed to start the trip. He goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so the Magen Avraham has the Machlokes, what if he's going to visit our cell? Is that also a mitzvah, or there's no mitzvah to visit? This is only for this. And then the other place where it's quoted, Shalom of the Krayim, and kind of would have been in Eben Ezra, where it has the half a simon about Aliyah, about the fight between the husband and the wife, who has the Gerech to Taina. The other place that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos Nedarim. It says that if a person, let's say, a person takes a neder, he's never going to daven an issue, he's angry at the Talabat, he's angry at the rabbi, whatever. He loads a fish, he's not going to go to annual dinner, not going to do this, not going to do that. And later on he realized that it was a stupid thing, he shouldn't have said such a matter. So says, you make hatharas nedarim. If it's warranted, you can make hatharas nedarim. What if the person took a net and he's going to give $100 to the chef, he's going to give $1,000, and he decides he doesn't want it. But it says that the person took a neder, unless the person took a neder not to smoke cigarettes because the dish was hell. I have to go on a diet, they take the neder not to eat potato chips, not to eat ice cream, not to eat cake. And then he can't control himself. So he used to be one bed in yeshiva, Rabbi Gorel, and he always used to take a neder not to smoke, and then he couldn't control himself. So after a week and a half, he would make hatharas nedarim, then he would smoke again. Then a week later, he would take a neder, then he couldn't control himself. A week later, he would make hatharas nedarim, this went on for years. Any other week, he would make a neder not to smoke. Yeah. And then he would make hatharas nedarim. So let's say a person took a neder not to smoke. A person took a neder, and neder was by mitzvah. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to be matzah such a neder. A person took a neder, let's say, not to play cards or something like that, because this was man and not to drink, not to run around with other women, whatever. Took a neder, something that he shouldn't have been doing anyway, or something that he should do anyway, to give stuff or whatever, and then he wants to have time to wear a man. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's not proper to make out time. Now that we know that the person is going to violate the neder, he thinks the person is going to smoke the cigarette. So why have him violate a double neder? So I have him only violate one of them. If they make out time, he should only violate one of them. Okay, that was the case over there. But there in the Shulchan Aruch they have the Shaila, the person took a neder to live in Eretz Yisrael, takes a neder, he's going to live, he's going to move, parents don't live there permanently, so that's a neder that's by mitzvah, so you're not allowed to be matzah with such a neder. What if the person took a neder to go visit Eretz Yisrael? Takes a neder, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael this summer, and then just for the summer, he's going to come back. And then he wants to be matzah neder, so is that considered a neder that's by mitzvah that is not proper to be matzah? unless under very difficult situations, then he's saying, no, it's a Chodesh Kimitzah, it's a good thing to Eretz Yisrael, like visiting Paris, like visiting London. It's not a mitzvah, it's only is if you live in Eretz Yisrael. It's just visiting Chodesh Kimitzah. That's the other place where they have Shalom and Komo, where they have this issue disputed, whether visiting Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvah. Rather than Komo, they in the middle of an answer, they don't discuss this, when they have the Dinam of Aliyah. But in Hilchus Eretz Shabbos and Hilchus and Tom, that's where they close this dispute, like it's in the Mishnah, whether there's a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael. So again, Rav Moshe Feinstein has this comment on the Balmer. It says, once if the Balamur says that it's forbidden to go on a trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on a boat trip, because Lirik in Matna Lechalal as a Shabbos, because he knows in advance that it may have to be Mechal Shabbos, considered Matna Tatsmo, the Matna Shom Takonis, the Tosh, he's putting himself into a situation where you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, but it's going to be the Hesper if you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, it's going to be Tzvot Nefesh. So the Balmur says that that's forbidden, you're not allowed to. That's how he interprets the Gemara, that you're not allowed to start the boat trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So why did the Gemara say that for Makam Mitzvah is Musa? How come the Gemara is going to live in Eretz Yisrael, going to do Tikkun Shvuyim, to do whatever Mitzvah is going on in the Yeshiva, then it's Musa to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And he said, they're right, so why should it be a Hesed for Makam Mitzvah? So Moshe Feinstein writes, that Lamai might be that the whole provision is only with the Rabbanon, but for Makam Mitzvah, the God Rabban. That's what he writes in his section. And in yeshivas, they used to visit an old shulchan, the first Digrus Moshe, 30 years ago. In yeshivas, they tell me that the proof that Rav Moshe Feinstein gives is not that conclusive a proof. One could insist that this prohibition is an issue of their right. Let's say he works in the house. He takes a job in the Federation House. Federation House works for Jews. Federation makes hospitals for Jews. There is no such thing. Hospital only for Israel, not for normal. The hospital has to be open to the public. You can't function otherwise. So then the others can bear it. So when a Nachri comes, so if it's absolutely necessary, I'll give him a house Shabbos to do it for the Nachri also. Or let's say he takes a job, Ish Confederation Hospital, but it's a Jewish neighborhood. So he knows that most of the customers, most of the patients are going to be Israel. He knows all the time going to be Israel. So he's going to do the Tzvot Nefesh for the Israel. Then he won't have any prayer. Have to give him a Hal Shabbos for the Nachum. Let's say he takes a job way out in Arizona. The Nishkin Federation Hospital, the Nishkin friends, neither, you know, they maybe once in a year we'll go to he'll be in the hospital, so that'll be the hassle. I'll have a head to cross numbers. But he won't have a head to cross numbers on behalf of the doctor. So what is he doing? He's putting himself into a situation. See, if he takes a job in the Federation Hospital, he takes a job in a Jewish neighborhood, that's not called Yirik and Hospital Halacha Shabbos. He's putting himself into a situation where I have to go to. It's a mitzvah dream how Shabbos he's so. But if I take a job in a non-Jewish community, I'm putting myself in this situation, I'm creating this Hakonos Nefesh for myself. So that's Yirik and Hospital Halacha Shabbos. So that's a shot, that is Nisa Deraita and Nisa Derabon. So I know she claims the worst we can see is a Nisa Derabon. But they find it that the others kind of know that that's not a Hechlech. It could be that it's really a Nisa Deraita. Similar to the case over here, that the Nebbi Yehuda says that when you have a case of Eim Avatla Nisa Lechatchila, the Yodin is to go and buy three salamis, two kosher salamis, one non-kosher, to remove the peel and to close the yard, mix them up. So the Nebbi Yehuda and a group of partners saw that that's an Issa Deraita. And to do it in the case of Lachalach, we pass them that's only an Issa Derabanan. So how do you understand that distinction? Why is by Lachalach and without the Issa Lachatchila is only an Issa Derabanan? And to mix in Yavish the Yavish, to buy the three Salam, is that an Issa Deraita? How do you distinguish between the two? So the part can have a lesson to explain why. We have several dinim in the Shulchan Aruch based on this assumption, that there's a basic distinction between the Taruvin of lach to lach that becomes bottom of the chavasat that falls into the, that you pour into the vegetable soup, as opposed to the three salamis. The basic distinction is the Gemara in Chayrus and that's called Gimel has a lashon. Gemara Tmei Lashayla. What is the nature of the din that if something trace falls into a mixture, the Gemara there is talking about something Tomei, falls into a mixture of one Taurin, that you say that it's bottom of the rice. So you say that the miut is commander Leisei Domi, or the miut is commander Isei Domi. We say that it loses its identity and I consider it a philosophical abstract shayla. But the Gemara gives nafkamina talachol ma'aseh here. You still give him, so you consider it as if the Issa just disappeared. But he's saying, no, it didn't really disappear. It's here, but we have it under control, so to speak. So what's the maskara said? The Gemara leaves it hanging there. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch draw the distinction in this shayla between lach v'lach and yavish v'yavish. They say that in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch passing that in lach v'lach, I say it's kimandalei. It loses its identity because it's blended in. The Chazasah is blended in with the vegetable soup and I consider it as if it disappeared. Ashenik and Yavish the Yavish, you don't say that it's Kamanda Reich, it's Kamanda Yisei. At least Salami, one of them is a trace of Salami. It didn't lose its identity, it didn't blend into anything, it's here. But we have it under control, so right now it's Mutter. Right now it's Hefter. But basically, it's really Yisei and it can explode at any point. We have it under control right now. So that's apparently the distinction that the Nebbi Yehuda is driving at. And when you have a Taruvah, it's a lach to lach, then all prohibition of Eim Avat and Yisrael HaTzim is on the Midirabbana. Because once you're going to mix it in, the whole Yisrael will be non-existent. It's going to be Kanisha Eim Avat. But to mix in a Taruvah of Yavish, the Yavish, to buy three Salamis, two kosher Salamis, one non-kosher Salamis, close your eyes, remove the wrappers, mix it up together, even though the Issa will become one of the right, it will be Mutter, but it's going to be a bit of the right that command Issa Dami. It means that you just have it under control. It's not that it disappears from the face of the earth. It's considered as if the Issa is still potentially there. It's a latent Issa. It's quiet. It's sleeping. But it can be later than here at any time in the future. It may wake up later sometime in the future. So the one prohibition of Eim Avat and Yisrael HaTchila when the Yisrael is commanded Yisrael Dodei, that's an Yisrael Deraita. At Tamim Tiyah, Shmat Masisim, some kind of a din like that. And the din of Eim Avat and Yisrael HaTchila, when the whole Yisrael is going to be commanded Yisrael Dodei, that's the most of the din of Yisrael Derabon. So getting back over here, let's say to the Chilu Shabbos case. A person should put himself into a situation where he knows in advance that he will be in a situation of Sakhanat Lepashas, Chilu Shabbos. And it's not that the Chilu Shabbos is going to disappear. It's going to be there. It's going to be a perfect Chilu Shabbos, but the Malkus of the Kroch Nefesh will be Mutter. So that's the Chilu Shabbos and Issa Deraita. So what do you do now with the Chilu Shabbos? Feinstein's Feinstein is it's an Issa Deraita. So why are you Mutter in the Malkus of the Kroch Nefesh? Whenever you have a hefet of the mitzvah, isn't that a dead giveaway that the whole mitzvah is going to the rabbana? It's kedusha deraisa. Why do you matter the mokum mitzvah? So the pasuk is a different word. Not that that's a proof that it's only the rabbana the mokum mitzvah, but it's a different word. What I'm doing is I'm going on this boat trip from mokum mitzvah on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you don't say that it's miracle matzah of a halalas al Shabbos. I say I'm going to do a mitzvah. And then when it comes Shabbos, I fell into a situation. So I come to the question, if I'm going on a pleasure trip, just to have fun on a Caribbean cruise, have a good time. But then if you go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I say, Nira Kimatsu Haza Shabbos. He should keep his eyes open. He should know in advance that he's going to put himself into a situation of Sakana Sakharshis. He shouldn't have done that. But then I declare that it's Matsu Haza Shabbos. Matsu Sadi, Matsu Shakir, he's doing. But if he's going even on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if he's going the Bar Mitzvah, then I don't say he's putting himself into a situation of Sakhanas the first. He's not. He's doing a mitzvah. He wants to do a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah on the kind of the Shaita. The Ramban has such an expression in Shabbos. You do your mitzvah, don't worry about what's going to be in the future. I on Shabbos, it may turn out you have to do it on Shabbos. But that's like you're leaving on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then you fall into the situation of Sakhanas the first. You can't call it Matzah Wahawa Sashan. But I'm not telling whether it's an Easter Durang, an Easter Durang, so it's prohibited. To take a job knowing in advance that you're going to put your life into danger when it comes Shabbos, and then you'll have a head to bang, when Shabbos comes, you'll have a head to cross that. So that's what this is.
Have you never asked this one on the air?
I don't think so. No, it's not in our anger. It's not in our anger. But it'll come Shabbos where I'd ask to cross that bridge. And he's not doing it out there in that week, I'd say that now he's going with my mitzvah. I don't have to worry what's going to be in the future. You do a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about the future. When it comes Shabbos and he's in a predicament, that is not getting my mitzvah. The eighth will be this, cross that bridge with us. Right, so if he took the job, then it comes Shabbos, then he has to be Mahal Shabbos to save his life. Save the life of the Israelim whose life would be in danger. But Hasila to take such a job is awesome. That's called Masa and Iri Kamasa with Allah Sasha. That's the same as Eim Avash when Israel Hasila to Yavish the Yavish. Then according to the Red Yehuda, that's the Nisa the Rai, because Yavish the Yavish is Kamani Yisa Zavish. The Hill Shabbos also, Kamani Yisa Zavish. But
really, you're going to have to evaluate the
the person has to judge with all honesty to think, am I going in order to serve this Yehudim? If it's a Federation hospital, you can say like that. Or if it's in a Jewish community, you can say like that. Or do you say no? He's really going to serve the people in the community who are not with him, and then they once in a while be a Yisra. You can't say that because 1% of the patients are always Israelis, so he's going to save the life of that Yisrael. And then he gets stuck with Karakaka, he's going with Bar Mitzvah, so it's not Machna Tatsmo, and then every Shabbos is going to be a predicament. That's not honest. I think so. The role of the community are Israelis, or even if the Mirrors are Israelis, but it's the Federation Hospital. It was founded by Israelis to service Israelis. And but in order to service Israelis, you have to be offered to the top of Israel. You have no there. But at least then, it was founded, so you say that his contract is for what the purpose of the hospital was. That it was not a Federation Hospital, it's not that they're ruled by Israelis, so then I don't think that he can honestly say that he's going to service the Israelis.
What
about injury? Then Paul has to go, okay,
well,
let's go to
the
North and South America. And so now, if he'll come back after he's ready, so
he'll
be back in the North and South America.
But he can't
take the job.
But he
won't. That's another
Malamud. Take a living. Take a living. Everybody takes a living. And then to pay for it, and no vengeance for it, that he have a bigger
player. No. But the Moshe Feinstein writes, the person, and he gives this Moshe, says that the person has a lot of money, has a mitzvah to give himself. Would you say, a lot of stuff, would you say that it's your mechuyah, it's a mitzvah to go, earn a lot of money, want to give a lot of stuff, this mechuyah? But he says, you're not obligated to study medicine in order to treat the people. If you've already studied medicine, and you can't with 95, whatever, you know yourself, then it's a mitzvah to treat mankind, to treat the people with it. But he says, a mitzvah to go study medicine in order to be able to treat the people? He doesn't think so. He thinks that it's the same as giving shelter. The original key is to go earn a lot of money to become rich in order to support all these sheep. Mishmukhi?
Now, is it still fun? We use technically, I'm sure, but we should do it.
If it's min the vino, all you need is roll. If it's min the shade of vino, then you need shishim. But the rabbana, you need shishim, even if it's min the vino, balak balak.
Therefore, most of
the time,
the
vino
comes to the
and he grinds it together, it won't be sufficient. The rabbana won't be sufficient. The rabbana won't be sufficient. You need six.
More commerce than min the shade
of vino, the opposite. The opposite, right. Why? Shulam in the vino. I don't know. I have to work out the details. There is a famous Akasha. There's a contradiction in the Baal HaMor on this issue, where you're permitted to be put yourself into a situation where you know you're going to be Mechal Shabbos in advance, the Mocha Mitzvah. So the Baal HaMor, in most of the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, he says that Eimach Ligim Bezdili are permitted to start a boat ride within 3 days before Shabbos. By the way, the Rabbi Tereza, many years ago, 30 years ago, wrote about elective surgery. Right, a person goes to a hospital for surgery, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm not going to go for elective surgery. If it's an emergency, I have no break. If it's something that you think you're going to have to stay over Shabbos, and when you're there over Shabbos, you're going to have to push buttons and do your surgery, you're going to have to be in the house Shabbos in order to get the assistance of the nurses. But then he says, if you can avoid it, it's elective surgery that they only give on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They just have some surgeries. They don't do any other day of the week. There's no din that you have to stay sick for the animal. There's no din you have to go fly to another continent. You have to go to South America. What? In order to get the operation. So if you can't, you can't. But if whatever, you can avoid it, then you shouldn't begin your hospital stay on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's like doing to the children many years. I think everybody assumes that that's the din. That's like a din. So the Baal HaMor, again, the Baal HaMor interpreted this Gemara and Shad Bema, Fulik and Mespino. You're not permitted to begin a boat trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because it's Mekami Shabbat, but it's there, you cannot come on Halas HaShabbos, unless it's a Mokka Mitzvah, the Mokka Mitzvah is going, for teaching Shmuyim, for learning a Yeshiva, if you're looking at the Sobhi, go on Aliyah, so the Mokka Mitzvah is Mokka. So you see that the Mokka Mitzvah, there is no prohibition of Makhdu Satsma, Lamatzah, Shal, Zichiyat Yisur. So there is a Baal HaMor, another Baal HaMor where he says Bakir. This Man HaTalmud, they had a practice which we no longer do today. That prior to a Bris Milah, they would insist on bathing the baby with warm water in order to prevent infection. And the Chazan writes that this Man HaTalmud, we don't do it. Sadly, there are more hygienic conditions and the kid's not going to get an infection even if you don't wash them up with hot water. So the Man HaMishnah, the Man HaGemara, they wouldn't bathe the baby in advance with the warm water. It was just not through the Bris Milah on that day. So what happens if you forgot to heat up water before Shabbos? Are you permitted to heat up the water on maybe with one less Shabbos? So it's a Milah this Man HaMishnah, it's a better Shabbos. But you forgot to wash, you forgot to heat up water. So there's a machlekes hafanai, where you only allow the actual act of nila on Shabbos, so you're even permitted to be mechal Shabbos for tola hachana, so it's called nashir nila. So the blazer, the opinion that even nashir nila is a Shabbos, not only the actual night of nila, you can even carry the night, just need be, and you can heat up the water. Water to bathe the day you start on Shabbos, and we don't pass one. We pass only the actual act of nila is a Shabbos. And if you forgot to carry the night, then you postpone the bris till Sunday. unless you can get a going to carry it. A camel is some day, but the Jew himself should violate it. Easter Shabbos, not permissible. So the Gemara says that what happens if the water is, let's say they didn't have any water, they didn't have any hot water to bathe the baby in the bin before the Brit Milah, so then you don't do the Brit Hashem. So what happens if they, now the Mishnah has another statement, they used to bathe the baby in the bin, so the Brit, with warm water, and after the Brit Milah they would wash the baby's body off again and again to prevent infection with hot water. So again, we don't do that today. We use antiseptics to prevent all infection. Practice. We don't use any hot water, not before, not after. So the Gemara, that this would be considered a Tzadik Tzadam. So the Gemara advocated, what happens if they made the Brit Milah on Shabbos? Maybe it was one on Shabbos, and a week later the Milah of the Gemara, they made the Brit Milah on Shabbos, and then the hot water spilled. The hot water that was supposed to wash the baby was spilled. So the Gemara says, it's Tzadkonos Nefoshes for the baby, and you have to go cook water now on Shabbos. If you can't get a goy, it's already. But if you can't get a goy, you permit it, you require it, you're obligated to go heat up cold water, cook the shuah halachas more of their rices. It's considered the topic sakana for the day. If you don't have hot water anymore, so don't do the bris. But if you already did the bris, and the kid's life is in sakana, so then the mother says, well, he's very, you're permitted to cook the water in order to pull the baby out of the topic sakana. So the Baal HaMor raises the following shahada. What happens? You need two kettles of water. Hot water, one to wash the baby before the bris, one to wash the baby after the bris. You only have one kettle of hot water. So you have enough water to wash the baby before the bris, you know? And then you have a knife, and you'll be able to do the bris, and the bandage and everything. And then after you do the bris, then you'll say, well, it's a sakana for the baby. So you have to go heat up water now. So the Baal HaMor says you're not allowed to do the bris because you're putting yourself into a situation, you're creating a situation where you're going to have to house up later. Even though it's Zman Mitzvah, even though it's Zman Mitzvah, when you do the bris, the deal of the Zman is certainly Zman Mitzvah. Okay, that's one possible pair. So the Baal HaMor says it's forbidden to do the Brit Milah. It's forbidden to do the Brit Milah on Shabbos, knowing in advance that you don't have any hot water to wash the baby afterwards, and you know that you're creating a situation where you're going to have to cook the water up on Shabbos. He says that it's forbidden even not Machan Mitzvah, and that's where the Ramban and the Mohammed and Terek have learned in the Milah. The Masachfan says the Baal HaMor is wrong, and he says, hey, he coined the phrase, he coined the term, Eila Mitzvah El Mekoyim of the Shaita. When you come to do a mitzvah, so you forget about what's going to be later. Later will be a problem, so that's when Zachem Manesha later. We'll cook up the hot water. Right now, I have to do a mitzvah of Milah, Milah Bismana. Milah Bismana is there for Shabbat. I do the Milah, and later I have to cook water from the Mitzvah. That's what the Ramban writes. Allah reminds you, the Shabbat is when Machmer like the Baal HaMor. In case you know in advance you're going to have to cook for the Shabbat, you're not allowed to do it. So the Machshin Ho'elam, the Dov Trek Nachash, isn't a contradiction between the two Baal HaMor. That the Baal HaMor in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yutet, that to take the trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to begin your boat trip is forbidden because it's not Misatim and not of Shal Sakonis Mekoshim. But if you're going to Machan Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. And here the Baal HaMor is talking about doing a meal of the Shabbos. And the Ramban finds exactly that. Eila Mitzvah and Kanu Mishaita. He's doing a Mitzvah. You don't have to worry about what's going to be in the Mishaita. So there are various answers. So one answer is, going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's talking about our suffix. Maybe he has to be in the Chal Shabbos, maybe not. Maybe he's talking about Givari has to be in the Chal Shabbos. That's one terrorist. Then there's another terrorist. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is not on Shabbos. Only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He was talking on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the obligation to see to it that you don't put yourself into it, it's less than Shabbos, is much greater. So even though we're not on this, it's not on us. The Baal HaMor, these are both not true answers. They're good answers. But that's not what the Baal HaMor himself says. The Baal HaMor himself answers the question. Baal HaMor tells the Gamri a different story. Baal HaMor writes the following explanation. What is the Moyo, a very fantastic Baal HaMor. A line and a half. He doesn't elaborate, but he writes the Kitz HaNimrus. He says, what if the Moyo does the Brit Milah? And Chalil Lahad, the baby dies after the Brit Milah. So he says, he comes, if the operation is not successful, the doctor, he glory, he looks on a prayer that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You only fulfill the mitzvah if it's a successful operation. So let's say you have a baby who's sick, so the din is that the Kof Nefesh tells you, don't do the bris. So he says, it's not that Kof Nefesh tells you, don't fulfill the mitzvah. He says, even if you'll do it, you won't fulfill the mitzvah. If the kid is going to die, it won't be a successful operation. So you will not have fulfilled the mitzvah period. No mitzvah at all. It's not like my life is in danger. So I have to do a mitzvah, but if I go and I'll do the mitzvah, I'll get the mitzvah, then I'm going. No, here you won't even have any mitzvah. That's what the Balamor assumes. Right, right. So he says, the deal is that only Milah is man is ever shalom. What about the carry the knife? What about the cook the water in his hands? That's called Mashire Milah. That's called Mashire Milah Shel Lefneha Milah. Mashire Milah, you do something in advance of the Milah in order to enable you to do the Milah. So the Balamor coins a new term. There's Mashire Milah Shel Lefneha Milah. And there's Mashir and Milah Shalacha Milah. What Mashir and Milah Shalacha Milah is after washing the baby with warm water after the bridge is also Mashir and Milah. Why? Because if you don't wash the baby, Chalilah, he may die. And if he dies, it's going to come out. Not the time the baby died. What do I care if the baby dies? No! It's coming out, there's no mitzvah. It will come out, so he says, when you do the bridge on Shabbos and you know that you're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to have to cook water later, so he said you have violated Mashir and Nila. Mashir and Nila is not there for Shabbos. He says it's not the same. Not the same as Mach Nisach and Mach of Shol Zichiyat Yisurim. Mach and Mitzvah is Mutter. Mach and Mitzvah is Balamor Alder is Mutter Mach Nisach and Mach. He doesn't give either distinction that Shabbos is Mohammed and Erev Shabbos and Bad Achilu Shabbos is worse than Shabbos. He gives a different, but God gives a different answer. And Yeshivas, they say these two answers. Because they don't look inside the Balamor himself. He has a difficult lesson, no one reads it. But this is exactly verbatim what he writes. He writes that you're not permitted to be Mahal Shabbos for Mashir and Mila, either Mashir and Mila should cut them on Mila, or like carrying the knife, or like sharpening the knife, or like cooking the hot water to wash the baby in advance, or Nachshir Nila Shalach HaMila is also not Bechah Shabbos. He says here, you know in advance that he's going to have to cook water later, and that's going to be for the purpose of seeing to it that you fulfill the mitzvah of Nila, and that's Nachshir Nila. The Nachshir Nila is not Bechah Shabbos. That's why it's forbidden. And comes in a different end. And comes in a different end. The Gemara here had an expression. The Gemara and I just said, I'm down to make one that ain't about the Nikola Hatzim. So the Gemara says, so how are we permitted to mix up the lot that fell down from the tree in the middle of Yom Tov? I looked for Nikola, and I have lot that I had prepared from Erev Yom Tov. He said, the lot that he owed you made one. I was prepared from Erev Yom Tov, those are non-muktzah. So how are you permitted to mix in the non-muktzah with the muktzah to get the chayim about the Nikola Hatzim? So the Gemara said, no, this prohibition, the name of Abba Mitzvah HaTzchila, is restricted to Afkis to Dinim Berayis. When it comes to Nisa B'Rabbanan, we say that it's Mutta. Mutta is only B'Rabbanan, so the Din is Mavata Mitzvah HaTzchila. So take the field bothered with a kashu. The Yimtayma, middle of this place is Zawar and Beis. The Yimtayma, the air where it writes Gimel on the Beis. And the previous era, we had a situation where Trumas is Manazet B'Rabbanan, Trumas Teres is Manazet only B'Rabbanan, and the Truma fell into non-Truma, he didn't have mayor, he didn't have enough coolant to be mevatel the Truma. So the Gemara says he's stuck. The Gemara says it's brightest, the fastest, Vishnu, he's stuck. So he says that's the problem. The Gemara says it's only Truma to have one on. Either Truma Teres is to have one, or Truma is not to have one. But the Gemara says depends, it's only Truma to have one. So it's only Truma to have one on. So the Din is that mevatel in Yisrael HaKira, and Yisrael to have one mevatel. So Taisa says, the Yesh Lema, that there are two levels of the Rabbanan. And each of the Rabbanan is Shigeshla Ikram and Atera, and each of the Rabbanan is Shailo Ikram and Atera. Some of these two in the Rabbanan are more common than others. But Truma, even though Truma is not as the Rabbanan, or even though Truma's favorite is only the Rabbanan, but that's the Nisa the Rabbanan, that's the Kain Deraita, that's Tara Nefred in Deraita. So there the Din is the name of Abu Nisa Hatsin. We're not allowed to mention it. But the Abu Nisa, that begins and ends as the Din of Rabbanan, that's Eilu Ikram and Atera at all. So then, and only then, he's saying that it's the mitzvah of Hatzchila to be mevatel. That's Jesus HaTesis, and that's how the Mechaber writes in Yerushalayim. But the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, she yeshlo, we come in HaTorah, then the din is, like Truman, this man is there, ain't about this in Hatzchila. But if it's the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, she ain't we come in HaTorah, the whole mitzvah begins only the Rabbanan, then the din is that mevatel is in Hatzchila. And the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, is Machra, and he follows the Rosh, other Rishonim will say no. That even in the Issa Dibabona, we only allow the Rabbi Yisrael HaTzchila if it's a situation of Nikli Koli Yisurin. Because the Gemara said that this Gemara had a different cash over here. But the lot of Muksa, the Dabashesh Matirin, the Chalal is not Jotla. The act happens to tell you that it's going to be Bubble, we're going to mix it in with the non-Muksa Dikalak. So the Gemara said, no, you're different. How do you mean when you say Dabashesh Matirin is not Bubble? Hey, for the Issa Yisurin, the Yenay. but everything is sitting there. The hot rod is going to get burnt because the lox is not going to be right inside the oven. So into the fire, it's going to get burnt. So the simple shot in the Gemara is that the lox are going to get consumed. If I wait left Kavdova, the lox won't exist anymore. They will have already turned into ashes. So the Kavdova will not be. The lox will not exist. So other Hashem says that if that's the shot, the simple shot in the Gemara, so that answer of the Gemara, Mikli, calling Yisure, the Yisure will be burnt, it's going to turn into ashes. That only answers the second issue, the second question regarding the Gemara Sheishma Matir. Why not wait till left Abdullah and say that it'll be good? With that statement, the Gemara, you're going to wait till left Abdullah, it won't exist, it won't be anything there. But it has no shaitis to the first issue of Yisure Matir. So there are more Shulchan Aruch factors like the Rosh, so this agrees with that, says no, that answer of Mikli, calling Yisure, applies to this din as well. When do we say that by Yisur the Rabbanon, I'm a Godwin, Yisur HaTzila, only when the Yisur is such that it's going to get consumed. Like that case over here that it's Mukta, it's going to get over itself. But if you're talking about pouring in trays of food into kosher food, and nothing's going to get burnt, everything's going to be there, we're going to eat it. But then even if an Yisur that you call it the Rabbanon, you would still say that it's forbidden to be in the bodily soul. So that's the common practice, that's what we assume today. That's in most of the kashrus organizations, most of the responsible kashrus organizations, that they're machted when it comes to Pesach, so not only don't they give hashgacha on anything that the kidney is, they won't even allow you to mix in the hashgacha kidney, even though the kidney is, the shemi kidney is going to be bottled, the roll, going to be bottled with shishim, because they will not be able to have to even apply there. Even though it's not even a Yisur the Rabbanon, it's only a minute. No, we say, any Rabbanon is going to still apply even to Yisur the Rabbanon, shame the Hanukkah and the Teresovus with it. But that's not what Satan told. Satan told that a Yisur the Rabbanon, Sheyeshlo Yisur and the Teresovus, is any Rabbanon is going to have still. Yisur the Rabbanon, Sheyeshlo Yisur and the Teresovus, is Rabbanon is going to have still. So Satan concludes the last 10 lines in Satan, they have another proof. This is a wild proof. Satan is making an assumption here that, you know, this Satan doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. They make an assumption that the Achrayim says in Yishkish Tayyum Yishkish what? They don't know what the word is talking about. There is a din, the Chatzi Shia, let's say if you go to the store and you buy trays of cookies that don't have a hashgacha. How trays could the trays of cookies be? What, the cookies is chavasat? They pour in a little bit of chavashmalt into the mixture, the word. So how much trays of chavashmalt is that? Mashahu of a mashahu. There's no kazayit, but there's no linear kazayit. No linear kazayit. The whole thing is sugar. 95% sugar. And it's 4.9% flour. A little bit of flour there. Shadow what he really said designers on most of the cookies, there's so much sugar. And then there's a mashal chazash malta. How much chases could it be? So what's wrong? We have a cloud that the eight achilas close to the kazai, if he's less than the kazai, it's not called achilas, and it's, when it comes to macholas on surdas, it's not there to look at it, it's not there to smell it, it's not there to tickle it, he's there, he's only to eat it. So if he eats less than a kazayit, what's not there? So the answer is, Igmar says, that's Chatzishir. Chatzishir means he eats less than a kazayit, the Chatzishir is forbidden. So this prohibition to eat a Chatzishir, Igmar has a less certain unit. Machlein Chazechan is Shlomish, but the Chatzishir is also in Atayla, the Chatzishir is only also in the Rabbah. So we talk from like Chazechan, Chatzishir is also in Atayla. Now, Chazechan raises a new issue we never heard of before. What about Chatzishir? You see, I don't take a bottle of chazer fat and pour it into a spoon and drink a chazer and I swallow like that. I'm eating a cookie which has a little bit of mashu, the mashu of a little bit of chazer smelt in. So the chazer that you're eating is only aydei tarubis. So do you still say even when the chazer is aydei tarubis, it's not the end. It's not intact. It's blended in, it's less than 60% ingredients and something else. So when you say that then it's still eating the right to eat chazer shir, they say no. The worst you can see is only the Rabbanan because it's Betelus. The Taisus here makes this startling assumption. They don't even prove it. They take it for granted. They never even say it. Not only don't prove it. They don't even say it. They take it for granted. Everybody understands on their own that the whole prohibition to eat those cookies that Vada have the Chazish Mount in them is only an Easter the Rabbanan because it's only Betelus anyway. It's only Chazishir or Betelus. Why in the world do they make such an assumption? Why should they make such an assumption? I'll just explain in a minute. The Taisus has a Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin, that's how it says, tells a story. Where it says Chulin, that's how it says in parentheses. Who talked of the days of the Tadra, the half of the Kazayas of Chelev, not for the Dikula. Chelev is what part? The Dikula, the big part. So the Gemara says, if you have Shishim against the half of Kazayas, it's double the Shishim. If you don't have Shishim, it's not double. So the Taisus says, but even if you don't have Shishim, the worst it's going to be is going to be an Aveira de Rabbanon, because now the Chatzishir has blended in it to Tarubis, it's only Chatzishir with Tarubis, to pour in some more kosher ingredients, so you have Shishim against the Chatzishir of the Treka Taylor, and then it'll be bottled with Shishim. Because this is only an Issa de Rabbanon, Chatzishir, I think Tarubis is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So then I should say that the Rabbanon is Issa de Rabbanon, but the answer is that that's an Issa de Rabbanon, that the Koro de Araita. Because Chelas, the Chazishma, the Chazir, is an Issa de Araita. The Chazishir, the Chazir is also an Issa de Araita. Chazishir, I think, Tarubis. It's only Issa de Rabbanon, but that's called the Koro de Araita. So there's no hazard to mix it. That's what they wrote this for. But they just make the startling assumption here that Chazishir, Ottoman Altaria, is only when it's the end. So yet Tarubis not. Why should that be so? We don't talk like this. Why should Tesis assume that's so? So the Achronim in the back of the Gemara have a standard interpretation, have a Pshetulig explanation, that why is it prohibited to eat Chazishir? The Torah says, Lo yisrachu kol nevela, so eat the Achila. The Gemara makes the statement, Ein Achila kus mikizayin. Whatever you do, less than a kizayin, it's like looking at it, like tickling it, like you're sitting on it. So what's wrong if I eat less than a kizayin? So the Chacham Zvi has a famous Shuvah, all our friends call the Shuvah Chacham Zvi. If I sit and I eat a little piece of chazah that's less than a kizayin, even though the halacha says, hey, achilas chusim kizayin, the halacha doesn't consider achila. Well, what did I do it for? What did I take the little piece and live it for? So I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it is called achila. So that's called achshavei. When I do something that the halacha says doesn't count, but halacha does not call achila. But I go ahead and I eat it. So I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it is achila. So that's the nature of the Issa, the right of Chatz Shiraz Manatera, is because actually I demonstrated that as far as I'm concerned it's called Achila. So the Achrayim say, but Tamed Vamamun, when do you say that it's called an Achila? When do you say that I have demonstrated that I hold that it's called an Achila? When it's the end. If I eat a little bit,
I know
that's less than a Kishir. But if I have a whole cookie, and I'm eating a whole cookie. It's not that I'm eating less than a kizayin, I'm demonstrating for the achil. I'm eating a cookie because the cookie has a kishir. It happens to be one little ingredient in the cookie, which is much less than a kizayin, it happens to be tray. I'm not doing a nice achil on the tray ingredient. I'm doing a nice achil on the whole cookie. If I would only have the tray ingredient alone, I would never eat it. It doesn't taste good. The whole mess altogether tastes delicious. But then you can't say after it. That's what our friends say, the standard that Shetel with your explanation. So they say that's the assumption that Tesis is making here, that the nature of the Easter of Chatzishir, Ottoman Altaira, of Yechin and Din, is based on the idea of Achshavei, that if you eat a Chatzishir, you demonstrate that it is called Achila. As far as you can tell, you call it Achila. Even though our Lord says, God was I here, so God's covenant, when you live in such a tiny little crumb of less than a Kishir, but if he demonstrates that he wants to eat it, then it's Hashem Achila. It's called Achila as far as he's concerned. So Easter was that mountain. But if he eats the Chatzishir, I think Tarubis, and he didn't make any Achshavei on the Chatzishir, he's eating the cookie. The cookie has a shir. So even though we don't accept this type of Malach, we assume that the Chatzishir is an Issa deraisa, even when it's Isaac Tarubis, but it is relevant for another case, where the whole Chatzishir, the whole thing is Magel, Malach. This is a common shayla, Malach on the Maisa. Chaim Reza has, and others have, all the contemporary Poskim writers. What if you had a trace of food, a non-kosher food. In the food processing industry, they do this yom-yom. Every day of the year, they do these kind of things. You have a non-kosher food, and you mix in chemicals, and it becomes mitzvah mi'achilo shor. Absolutely not very lucky. But the thing says that it becomes mitzvah. Kosher, more or less out on the pasuk. What do you do with the veiler? It says, mechun yishtiv it to the goy. Hagir Hashem shachat yitana v'achol ha'mofa ha'mofa v'achret yishtagoy. So the Gemara says in the end of the book, only if the goy is going to die. But if it's not real again, the goy is not going to die because it's not real achilas adam, kosher. You're allowed to eat it. Minatari, you're allowed to eat it. Is there any prohibition that midirabbanim, you're not allowed to eat it? But doesn't say in the Gemara that midirabbanim, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Rosh, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Sotim, presented the Jews about this, and in the other day, they asked him a woman, that if you have food that they were real achilas adam, and it's mitzvah, that's the drama, minatari, but midirabbanim is starting to eat it. Why? So the Rosh says, because actually, if I sit and I eat it, I demonstrate that, as far as I'm concerned, it's very lucky. So the thoughts can say, but what happens is if he eats it because he's sick, the doctors recommend he has to eat it. He doesn't demonstrate that it's actually holds his food. People stand on their heads. What kind of things are made? He doesn't demonstrate that he holds his food. So then many thoughts can say, that's how Moshe Feinstein Paskins, others disagree. Moshe Abram said, the sick Paskins hold Allah, but you don't say actually when you take medicines. And then other Paskins say also, and others say, whenever this thing that's mixed on Ma'akim HaSalim is mixed in, the Tarub is, and it's mixed into stuff that's delicious. You mix it into sugar, into shortening, into flour, into other flavorful things. So the reason why you're eating the whole thing is not that you're not demonstrating that as far as you're concerned this is where Ma'akim is. No, the sugar is where Ma'akim is. You're eating it because of the other part, not because of this. But then the fast will say, well, look, then in such a case, whenever it's not hard to share the Tarubis, but it's just a Ma'akim, Ayyidei Tarubis. Whenever the double shade of Ma'akim is Ayyidei Tarubis, then you can't say the Torah of Ashadei. Then they say there wouldn't even be any Sugar Abar. These are common shadows, come up on. This duck has close with a short comment on the Seder. This big Seder, the Shalah, we have about the Mon. But the Mon came down every day of the week, and they had to collect every day. And on Erev Shabbos, twice as much came down, because on Shabbos it's not going to come down. So the Rebbe Shlom told them, Eitha Shatofu, Eitha Reitha Shatavashu Levashayla. Whatever you want to cook or bake, on Erev Shabbos you have to do the Bok Yom, because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's the source, and that's what it is. That Dishul and Asiya are from the Lamed Tes of Melachos. We don't have too many Melachos explicit in the Chumash. When the Torah calls down the Chachamim, but Dishul and Asiya stay the fish. It's a Shatem for Eid, which is the Bashu of Hashem. You're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to take on Shabbos, you have to do with Od Yom. Then the Pasuk says, they should prepare everything with Od Yom outside of the Hechino, Eis Hashem Yovil. They should prepare the Hechino, they should prepare everything in advance, that which they want to eat. What kind of a lodge in the Hebrew is that? Hechino eis asher yoichu l'gashem. What does it mean, the Hechino eis asher yoviyu? Yoviyu means to carry. So the Mechilta has a comment on that passage, that Mikran, in this passage we see, that it's a mitzvah to make an Erev. The Hechino, you can't make the Erev on Shabbos, you're going to get stuck. You live on Shabbos, can't make an Erev. But the Bodom, it's an obligation to make an Erev in order to be able to carry it. It's legitimate to make the Erev. You can't. But you can make an Erev, that it's a mitzvah to make an Erev. Bodom, so the Mechilta comments on this verse of the Hechino, Eis Asher Yoviyu. They should prepare in advance in order that they should be able to carry on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara has in Masechet Erevin. The Gemara tells the story by the baby and that Samachet and Erevin. That's the story what we're talking about today. The baby was born last Shabbos, and this Shabbos is the bridge, and the water spilled. And the Shabbos, what are you going to do? Can he ask you going to carry the water? So the Gemara says, how come they didn't make an Erev? Why is there no Erev? So the Gemara says, oh, because there were two rabbanim in the community. The chief rabbi is Tatachim Lenin, so he doesn't know the cloud what's happening in the community. So he learns all the time. And the other rabbi, it's not proper for him to make an error without the approval of the chief rabbi. So it turns out that no one made an error. So the Rishayim say, in that Gemara, you see that it's the responsibility of the local Orthodox rabbi to make an error. That's why they had a philanthropist. The Gemara says, two prominent rabbanim, there's no errors in the community. What's the kasha? You have 100 in the Erev. No, the Gemara holds it at the kasha. You have to make an Erev. The Gemara says, well, he was Fatah and Lernan, so he, well, and the other guy couldn't do without him. That's why. So the Rishonim comment on that Gemara. You see that it's a mitzvah that's mutar on the rabbi to make the Erev. And the Gemara has in the second Perek and Beis also. When you have a young to fall out on Erev Shabbos, the Lord to cook food and learn to fish up, just make an Erev Shabbos. So what happens if a Balabas forgets to make an Erev Shabbos? He's not allowed to cook anything. So the Gemara says it's the obligation of the rabbi of every community to make an Erev Shabbos and to be mezakeh, a shutzus for all of those who may happen to forget. So the Gemara says that this is the obligation of the rabbanim to make life easier for the Balabas. That's why you must have rabbanim to make an Erev Shabbos.
That's right, and today's schedule.
We'll see you later,
show you.